Regulars on Wellington's south coast might recognise our next guest, or perhaps his work. Stavros Kyriakidis is known for the environmental sculptures he creates by delicately balancing rocks and driftwood on top of each other. The uncommissioned public art has many fans, but it is unexpectedly controversial. He joins me now to talk about his work. Hey, Stavros.
Hello, Jesse. I appreciate the interview and invitation.
Yeah, no, it's lovely to chat to you. I love your work. We've got a picture of one of the things that you've created on our website if people want to take a look, rnz.co.nz/Jesse. How did you get started?
Yeah, it all stems from something around the coast here in Island Bay. It's a stormy 2013 year, the Waihini-type storm. Breaks the Island Bay seawall, and it's very cold and nasty, and it's in the middle of winter. It's near the shortest day, which is the Saturday after. The Saturday is the shortest day of the year, and the Thursday night going into Friday night is actually the storm breaking this Island Bay seawall. And during that time of cleanup, August arrives and September arrives, and it's getting a bit warmer. It's like, oh, neat, the sun's getting a bit stronger. I'll walk out into the sunshine, this heat, get warmed up from this cold spot where I live in Island Bay. So what leads into it is I actually wonder about balancing some pieces of wood, just because there's a lot of material around. And I also have that idea in my head about when you're walking the coast, and it's summertime, or it's whatever, and there's this stick sticking up in the sand. It's kind of leaning over slightly off balance point. It's always a bit sort of like slanted, and it doesn't look good. And I think to myself, yeah, right, you know, you just keep walking. And then one day I decide I'm going to make something stand up really straight into a storm. And so the iconic site there, the lighthouse accommodation, it's August, September. I get an idea in my head, and I say, I'm going to pick up that piece of driftwood there, one that stands as tall as I do. And it's waterlogged and it's heavy, so to get it up on this high point in front of the lighthouse accommodation, and the island is opposite, I'm thinking I'm going to make this thing stand up in this little space here, and I'll just make it a bit stronger by putting a few rocks on it in this little cavity. And then I get more clever in my mind, and I say I'm going to turn it knife edge, because it had a shape which wasn't exactly cylindrical, it was slightly flatter than round, and I said I'm going to point it southeasterly. It was a southwesterly of the storm. I'm going to point it southeast because those are the killer storms too. And I said, I'm going to make it stand up to anything. And so that stands up. And a piece of wood that I had been balancing down at the cafe, in those days it was called the beach house, the batch. It's called the batch. And the cafe, the only cafe around the coast. And I remember this long piece that looked like a dolphin shape balancing on a boulder out on the edge of the car park. And because of that piece, I said to myself, I'm going to make the sculpture one step better. I'm going to bring that piece of wood that looks like a dolphin, and it really looked like a dolphin shape. Mm-hmm. And it's like the size of the dolphins, to tell you the truth, the actual size of the dolphins we have. And I placed it on top of it in this windy day, and I thought, gee, it's amazing how that's staying there. I've got perfect balance. I've got this perfect vertical. And there it goes balancing on there, and it just looked like something ridiculous. And when you looked away...
I think that's the one that we've got up on our website, eh? Is that right?
A piece of wood balancing on top of a big glass, like cactus shape?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great piece of work, that one. Anyway, I get this compliment one day coming past a stranger that I know this man now much better. Jim says to me from up above, people look down at you down there and they say something to you. And Jim says to me, oh, Stavros, very Len Lai. I think, oh, goodness, what a compliment.
Great compliment. We don't have heaps of time, Stavros, but I understand.
I it understand. All starts like that.
Yeah, as well as the positive feedback. Did you have a bit of senseless vandalism as well?
Jesse, excuse me a moment. It's not about the rocks. It's all about the wood in the beginning. And what happens is this lady, Joelle, meets me around the coast near the cafe and says, a stranger to me, and says to me, I think your work's interesting. Why don't you have one of these two books I've got on Anthony Goldsworthy? And she gives me these two books. I take them home. I'm just blown away that this stuff is that environmental artist stuff. And now back to your question. I'm sorry. You were saying about the controversy.
You said a bit of sort of senseless vandalism, right?
Yeah, you know that happens. You know, people do that. Now, let's make this clear. You know, it's the kids and it's the teenagers, but it's the adults. And there are people my age and your age and all ages, and they have an opinion. Everybody has an opinion about something, and you can count them on your hands, 10 fingers, and you'll have to get a few more fingers to count how many opinions everybody has about everything. And it's just that you can imagine all the different opinions about stuff. It's about the reserve. It's about Island Bay Tapatiranga Reserve. I don't want it there. It's my space. It's not your space.
It's my space. But that's the point of art, right? It provokes people. I'm going to send people to the website. And if you're interested in finding out more about Stavros Kyriakides and his work, there was actually a film done called Rock, Paper, Scissors a few years ago.
The International Dock Edge Film Festival. Yep.
Good man. Hey, nice to meet you. We'll get you back for longer next time.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Okay, good luck.
Take a look at the sculpture on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse.